Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Yodelay, yodeloo, yodeloo, yodeloo. Yodelay, yodeloo, yodeloo.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Corb Lund is a country western singer, and by country I mean Canada, and by western I mean Alberta. The singer and songwriter, who happens to be a fourth-generation rancher, is also a winner of Canada's prestigious Juno Award. His latest album is called Cabin Fever, and as we'll hear, it was recorded in a cabin that he built himself. More on that in a moment. But first, Corb's here with a song. This is called Bible on the Dash. It's Corb Lund, live on Soundcheck.
Do not stand in Tulsa pulling out and headed west. Brett Ayer grabbed the Gideons from the hotel in the desk, and we said, what's the matter, brother? Are you worried about your soul? He said, better safe than sorry, boys. That's just how I roll. We hit the road, a feeling cool as Crosby, Stills and Nash, overflowing with the Spirit and the Bible on the dash. We pulled the whole thing over for the flashing reds and blues. The police come to the window and we said, have you heard the news? He said, don't get smart with me, boy. Why you doing 95? My foot is heavy with redemption. I'm just blessed to be alive. He said, I ought to pull you out of there and beat you black and blue. I placed my hand upon the good book and said, what would Jesus do? It's better than insurance, registration, or lying. It's better than these fake IDs I have to keep buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash. But they always said, save me that old Bible on the dash. Well, around these parts, that hair alone will make probable cause. You're moving through my county, you'll obey my earthly laws. Well, we did our best to quote some holy writ, chapter and verse. What kind of music you boys make? And we said, Christian music, sir. Well, he contemplated, thought about it, twirled his cop mustache. All right, y'all, be careful now, just don't drive quite so fast. It's better than insurance, registration, or lying. Better than these fake IDs I keep on buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash. They always said it set me that old Bible on the dash. Crossing at the border a few months later, we heard freeze. Pulling over there, son, we're gonna do some searching seas. Maybe if we'd been more famous, he'd have said, just move along. If he'd have seen us on the TV, or if we'd had hit single songs. Well, he's just about to ask us, where's the money, guns, and hash? Well, I was praying he'd save me that old Bible on the dash. Well, his hand was on his pistol, and his dog was on his leash. And that shepherd, he was keeping a pretty close eye on the sheep. We got a list we're gonna look at and see if we can't find your names. We got parabolic laser beams that hears everything you say. We got ultraviolet x-rays that can see right through your bus. I said, look out, man, the good Lord's eye in the sky's on all of us. It's better than a green card, it's better than lying. It's better than these work visas I keep on buying. It's even better than an envelope stuffed with cash. Oh Lord, I'm at the border with the Bible on the dash. ¶¶
That is Cor Blund, live on Soundcheck with Bible on the Dash. Maybe not the sort of type of Bible song that some of our Southern colleagues might be interested in playing
it's
on the radio.
But, camouflage.
Subterfuge. That's something you actually co-wrote with Hayes Carl, the Texas singer-songwriter, who does it with you on the record. Mm. The record, by the way, is called Cabin Fever from Cor Blund. So he's from Texas. You're from Alberta. You know, is there a... are there more similarities than differences between the two?
We have a cultural exchange program going on. It's sort of good because he's helped us a lot by letting us open for him and play for his audience in the South, and we've done the same for him in Canada, so it's been good. Mm-hmm. Although Alberta is actually kind of similar to Texas in terms of its role in the country. We have most of the oil, most of the cattle. And
you are a fourth-generation rancher, I'm told.
Well, that got put out in the release, but it's kind of true. But I mean, I'm a musician now, and I'm sensitive to people who still are actually working cowboys, many of whom I know. So, I mean, I don't live that way anymore, but I grew up chasing cattle, and, yeah, my family have been ranching for generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because my next question was going to be, so who's minding the ranch when you're out on...
It's kind of like Ice-T saying he's still a street hustler when he's...
Right.
But certainly it's my heritage, yeah.
So what else is in your heritage? I mean, you know, did you grow up listening to, you know... Western music, or was it like, you know, black metal, or what?
Well, that came later.
Really?
Yeah, but no, both my grandpas were cowboys, and they used to sing old Western songs that are sort of basically like folk, their version of folk songs, which predated popular recorded music.
So
the oral history stuff, right? And so they weren't musicians at all, but they would sing these songs, and I learned those are the first songs I learned.
Now, would those have been the same songs that cowboys in Wyoming and Colorado and Texas were singing?
Yeah, and it's really I was really fascinated by that because I learned them at, you know, my grandfather's knee basically, and then, you know, later got Marty Robbins records where I would hear these songs sung in a similar way, but some of the location things were different and some of the geographical things and some of the, you know, vernacular and some of the gear they talked about. And I was fascinated by that because, you know, cowboy culture started mostly after the Civil War in Texas and came all the way up with the cattle herds up the Rockies. So that culture came all the way up to Alberta, Calgary. Mm-hmm. And, but it, you know, drifts and changes along the way. And as you probably figured out, before they had a standardized version of all these songs on the airwaves, you know, it would drift, you know, guys would change a word here and there or change a meaning or change a location. And I found that fascinating because,
So Marty Robbins might have been singing about El Paso, but maybe the original song was, who knows, Laredo or Edmonton.
Yeah, if you want to get really nerdy about it, there's a song called Little Joe the Wrangler. It's an old cowboy song, and the Marty Robbins version and other American Western versions I've heard have a line, we were camped out on the Pecos, the river in Texas. And my grandfather's version was we were camped out at the Pagan, and the Pagan is a Blackfoot Indian reservation in southern Alberta. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
Well, that's part of the whole, I mean, that's part of the folk music tradition, whatever part of the world you're in.
Yeah.
Cor Blund's part of the world is Alberta in Western Canada, and the album is called Cabin Fever. So tell me about the cabin first, and then about the fever.
I 5 years ago, my ex-girlfriend and an uncle of mine built a log cabin together in the woods up there. We helped him. My uncle was the prime mover. He's a retired bronc rider and who taught himself to build log cabins.
So it was your ex-girlfriend, your uncle, and presumably you.
Working on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You left you out, and it just seemed weird that it was...
I wouldn't leave him alone with her.
So it was basically his cabin. You helped build it?
It's mine, but he helped me. He built it for me.
Okay.
Yeah. It's quite a special place. And then he's actually passed away since. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a special place.
Where... how remote is it?
It's only an hour... Well, Edmonton... The city I live in, Edmonton, is about 7 hours north of Montana, and the cabin's about an hour and a half north of that.
Okay.
So it's pretty remote. I mean, I'm only an hour from the city, but it's quite secluded.
And so does cabin fever strike if you find yourself there?
Yeah, kind of. I went through a couple of years. We've had some stuff, I had a breakup and got a death in the family and a couple family illnesses and stuff. And so, I kind of retreated into the woods for a while. which is kind of good for a while, but it was in February. It gets very cold, and you get 3 feet of snow, and you're very isolated and snowed in. So yeah, you get a little snaky after a while.
Yeah.
But it's a good place to write songs, get the wood fire stoked up, and listen to the cows.
The September is the name of this next song you're going to do for us, and this is a kind of city country thing.
Yeah, this is the classic, cowboy loses girl to big city song.
Kind of
genre song.
Now, did that happen? I mean, you mentioned your ex-girlfriend. Did she actually move to the big city?
Yeah, different ex-girlfriend. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, she's here, actually.
In New York.
East Village, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how autobiographical is this record?
This is pretty close. Yeah. A lot of it.
Okay.
Not everything on it. There's some fantasy. Like the song about the antique pistols.
I was just going to say, you haven't actually been shot by an antique pistol.
No, I have a couple, but I haven't shot myself yet.
The yodeling you heard at the beginning of the session was from Korb's song, Priceless Antique Pistol Shoots Startled Owner.
Yeah.
Is that a real title? Did you get that title from
a
newspaper?
No, I made it up. I think part of me wanted to be a journalist a long time ago. Yeah. So.
It's a great headline. I wasn't worthy of the New York Post.
I wasn't sure if you're allowed to yodel in New York on the radio. I know you can't swear. Some places you can't yodel either.
Yodel away if that's where your heart takes you. The song is called September. Korb Lund is with us on Soundcheck. The album's called Cabin Fever and playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today.
Stay with me through September. Summer didn't last, and there ain't nobody in New York City could need you half as bad. Stay with me through September. Yeah, the nights are getting cold. Old man winter gonna be here soon. The cattle still ain't sold. Stay with me through September. Yeah, I know there ain't much to do, and I guess I did my share of starving in the city. I was young once too. Well, I can picture how you're living in a tiny fourth floor flat. I guess there's times that 1,000 acres in the Rocky Mountains can't compete with that. I know the flight's already booked, but I couldn't let you go and leave it like this without giving it a second look. Stay with me through September. Yeah, the pace is kind of slow, and there ain't much glamour on the old back quarter, babe. I guess I gotta let you go. I can picture how you live in a tiny fourth floor flat. I guess there's times that 1,000 acres in the Rocky Mountains can't compete with that. Summer didn't last, and there ain't nobody in New York City could need you half as bad. Well, I can picture how you're living in a Lower East Side flat. I guess there's times that 1,000 acres liquors in the Rocky Mountains can't compete with that.
Once again, that's Cor Blund live on Soundcheck with his song called September, which appears on his new album, Cabin Fever. Actually, it appears with the full band on the Fever side with Electricity, the Hurtin' Albertans and Cor Blund. And then it appears pretty much as you just heard it on the Cabin side. It's a 2-CD set. The second CD of these unplugged versions, and September is there as well. Why don't we move on to the track that leads off both discs, the okay. electric one and the unplugged one on the new record, and that's called Getting Down on the Mountain. Once again, it's Cor Blund live on Soundcheck.
When the oil stops, everything stops, nothing left in the fountain. Nobody wants paper money, son, so you just will stop counting. Can you break the horse? Can you light the fire? What's that? I beg your pardon. You best start thinking where your food comes from, and I hope you tend a good garden. Getting down on the mountain, getting down on the mountain. Don't want to be around when the ship goes down, I'll be getting down on the mountain. When the truck don't run, the bread won't come. Have a hard time finding petrol. Water ain't running in the city no more. Do you hold any precious metal? Can you gut the fish? Can you read the sky? What's that about overcrowding? You ever seen a man whose kids ain't ate for 17 days and counting? Getting down on the mountain, going to ground on the mountain. Don't want to be around when the ship goes down. I'll be getting down on the mountain. Ain't no heat and the power's gone out. It's kerosene lamps and candles. The roads are blocked, it's all gridlocked. You got a short way of handle. Can you track the deer? Can you dig the well? I couldn't quite hear your answer. I think I see a rip in the social fabric. Brother, can you spare some ammo? Getting down on the mountain, getting down on the mountain. Don't want to be around when the ship goes down. I'll be getting down on the mountain. Stops, everything stops, nothing left in the fountain. Nobody wants paper money, son, so you just will stop counting. Can you break the horse? Can you light the fire? I couldn't quite hear your answer. I think I see a rip in the social fabric. Brother, can you pass the ammo? Getting down on the mountain, getting down on the mountain. Don't want to be around when the ship goes down. I'll be getting down on the mountain, getting down on the mountain. Getting down on the mountain. Don't want to be around when the ship goes down. I'll be getting down on the mountain. Getting down on the mountain.
Cor Blund live on Soundcheck with Getting Down on the Mountain. You know, Cor, we've been through the ringer here in the New York area with, you know, the superstorm and everything. And, you know, when the gasoline stops and the lights go out, a lot of what you're talking about in that song, those were things that, you know, city dwellers don't think about all that much. But suddenly it's like, well, where does the food come from? You know, where do...
Yeah.
How do we get along?
It's really striking how tied to petroleum we are, because... They say that, I don't know, within a few days, if the semi trucks stop rolling into the cities with truckloads of food, food's gone in a few days, right?
Right.
And it's interesting because, I mean, this song has kind of a doomsday sort of feel to it, but it doesn't, you know, not to preach too much, but being prepared for that kind of stuff isn't necessarily all about a total societal breakdown, but it could be, like, where I'm from, it's blizzards, right? You can lose power, but yeah, I mean, it doesn't take much, you know, it doesn't take a whole long time of the power being out and there's being no fuel and no food for things to get kind of sideways, you know?
Absolutely.
As you guys know, I guess.
Yeah. There are still areas of the metropolitan area that are still dealing with the after effects. And as you say, it can happen really fast.
Yeah.
It's just like a couple of days of no power at the wrong time of year. And, you know,
yeah,
especially when your city is an island
or a collection of islands. Particularly, yeah, fenced in. And that's without even talking about greater forces at work, like a currency meltdown or a petroleum crunch or... Yeah, you know, any number of things. I don't know. I get kind of freaked out sometimes.
So you still have the cabin there outside of Edmonton. Is the cabin stocked? Do you have, like, emergency supplies in case something happens?
Maybe. No, I've got a few things.
All right. I thought maybe you might. Let me just ask you real quick. The double CD, the cabin side, all unplugged, the fever side with the band, you know, why do every song twice?
Well, the acoustic side is also with the band, but we're all playing acoustic instruments. But just because I like that kind of music, my band is quite good at it, and we've never had a chance to lay it down like that before. There were a handful of songs. Some of them are fairly similar, but there's a handful that are quite different. And I was torn on a number of them, which way I should go with them. So I think my guitar player, Grant, just had the idea of, well, doing both ways.
Yeah. Getting down on the mountain is a rockin' start to both.
Thanks.
Sides of the two CD set. Cabin Fever is the name of it from Corb Lund. Corb, a real pleasure having you with us on Soundcheck
today.
Yeah, it's
been fun. I can tell you've listened to it, which is nice. Thanks. It doesn't always happen.
Well, thanks for making it an easy listen. Corb Lund, my guest, this is Soundcheck.
Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing and share what I have found. May you always have cows around. What else you gonna spend that extra money on? What else is gonna get you up hours before dawn? What else is gonna keep you toiling on and on and on? May you always have cows around. Come on, you know that you got too much time on your hands, not merely enough complication in your plans. You need to invite all of the frustration that you can. May you always have cows around. Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing, leave you